This is Sean Thompson from thepress.net. Joining us this afternoon is La Mirinda Brentwood 12-under co-head coach Rosina Ayers and her daughter Erin. Erin will be competing this weekend in a Junior Olympic qualifying tournament. Good afternoon to you both. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
So, could you please tell us about this big water polo tournament coming up this weekend?
Yes, basically this is the Pacific Zone qualifying tournament for the biggest tournament in water polo, which culminates in Southern California, and then it rotates to Northern California every other year. This year is going to be in Southern California, and you have to compete in these tournaments. We are in the Pacific Zone, which is one of the biggest zones in the country, and it's really hard to get in because it's so competitive. So this is one of the tournaments, and there are two. This is the younger ones, so it's 10 and under, 12 and under, and 14 and under. And then next weekend is going to be, or June 16th through the 18th is going to be the olders, which we also have two teams going, 16 U boys and 16 U girls. So they're hoping to also go as well.
And what is the significance of this tournament, and what does this mean locally to the city of Brentwood as well as surrounding communities?
Yeah, so it's huge. We've never ever gotten a chance to actually host a tournament to which we had home games. We usually have to travel an hour or two in order to attend a tournament. And it provides a lot of jobs for the local kids. So a lot of the local kids from the surrounding high schools get to participate. And they don't get a lot of a chance to get jobs because they actually are also training. So this is a really good opportunity of a summer job to them. And then we bring out a lot of folks from Marin, from San Jose, from San Francisco. We have teams from San Francisco all over the Bay Area. And either Northern California, they're going to come in and try to compete for a spot. So they're going to be using our local business. They're going to enjoy our farmers market. And it's actually super exciting to have a home game for these kids. They've been working really, really hard. And they come in at a fourth seed. So that's out of eight, that nine total seeds, and the top eight get a chance to go to Southern California.
Thank you for joining us today, Erin. I want to ask you, how do you feel about competing in such a big tournament this weekend, and are you ready?
I'm very excited to compete in the tournament this week, and I'm very ready. And I think that our team can definitely qualify for JOs.
And lastly, what shall viewers and spectators expect to see this weekend?
So there's nothing better than watching water polo live, and there's nothing better than watching high level competition. This is a sanctioned USA water polo tournament. So they do have to have rosters, you have to have the coaches have to have training, everybody has to be approved. You have to have age group verification, and the teams work very hard. So you get to see two different teams compete. 14U boys are going to be at our pool. We don't have a local 14U boys team competing, but we have the 12U teams. So this pool is going to be split. So you're going to be able to watch two different types of competition. And these are the top teams in all of Northern California and the Bay Area. So it's going to be pretty exciting. It's great to support our local kids. There's kids levels, all levels competing. Like, for example, Erin Ayers, Charlie Campbell, and Haley Sino are some of the ones that started in splash ball when they were only 8 years old. The city of Sprentwood has a little splash ball program. And so this is some of their first shots at competing at this tournament. And it's a very physical sport, so they're going to get to get, you know, if somebody is not wondering what water polo is, they're going to be able to watch it live, and it's free, so it's even better.
Thank you both very much, and best of wishes this weekend to you both. Best wishes.
Thanks for having us, Sean.